Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. Last fall, I started participating in Zombies Run 5K races. These are virtual races put on by a company that puts out an app called Zombies Run on both iPhone and Android. And the idea is they create storylines with audio clips that take you through what's happening. And these audio clips play throughout your race, giving you kind of a storyline as to why you're running. And it's really nice. It's helpful. It's engaging. Makes you forget about the fact that you're running and just focus more on the story and actually moving. And they intermingle it with your own music library. So it's really fun. So I started doing that back in the fall, and after having been watching it for a while, and I just did the second one this spring. They have them 2 times a year. And so yesterday I completed my second Zombies Run 5K race, and it was really fun. It was a little bit slower than in the fall, but that makes sense because I was running and preparing all of last summer, and I did not run at all in the winter. So it just makes sense that you would go slower after not prepping. The good thing is I actually only lost a minute per kilometer, which really isn't bad. That means that for 3 miles, I only lost 5 minutes of time, which seems to me to not be bad at all. For a real runner, they might think that is a horrible time loss, but for me, it doesn't feel too bad considering I didn't run all winter. So I'm hoping to be able to improve that. They have 2 other previous races that I can do and follow those storylines. So I'm going to do that throughout this summer to help prepare me for next fall. And hopefully I'll either be back to 8 minutes per kilometer in the fall, or maybe I'll even improve it and be down to 7 minutes per kilometer, or 7.5 minutes per kilometer. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so that was really fun, something that I'm excited to be doing now. They allow you to order a shirt that fits in, so you get a racing shirt that matches, and it's just a really fun. They give you a little medal as a memento. So if you are going to participate in the Zombies Run Spring 2018 5K race, you might want to stop listening now because I am going to spoil a little bit of the storyline. But it was really fun how my music library actually interacted with the story that was going on. So as I was running, a song on the music library started playing called Back from the Dead. And it was funny because as that song paused and the storyline continued, there was actually someone who had come back from the dead from several episodes before. So that was really funny how my music was actually interacting with the story. But even better than that, that storyline ended with me having to run because a bomb is going to explode in a couple of minutes. And the next song up on my playlist was one called Ticking Time Bomb. So I was running from a bomb, listening to a song called Ticking Time Bomb. A little bit of humor there, but it was fun just having coincidence of my music songs happening to interact at the right times with my storyline. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, definitely if you are interested in getting physically active, running, and you have a hard time just getting out and doing it, I definitely recommend downloading the Zombies Run app and throwing some of those stories on and seeing how that works to see if it helps you, because I definitely have never really enjoyed running, but Zombies Run has made it much more enjoyable. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you have a great day. Bye. This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.